From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea is indicating that it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, warned that he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and sanctions with equally provocative action. The North Korean leader responded Friday to Mr. Trump's U.N. General Assembly address this week when he referred to Kim as Rocket Man on a suicide mission and said if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States would, quote, totally destroy North Korea. Mr. Kim said on Friday that Trump displayed mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation. He called the U.S. president a rogue and a gangster and promised to answer Mr. Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasure in history. Both President Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative responses may also be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. Bong Young-shik is with the Yonsei University Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul.
If there's anything, the exchange of blusters may indicate that both sides really want to compel the other side to back down with the assumption that the other side also prefers diplomatic solution to the current situation.
The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea. Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with the ride-hailing app's safety issues. The regulatory body Transport for London said in a statement that Uber London is not fit and proper to operate in the city. Uber will appeal. This is VOA. Earthquake rescue operations have resumed in Mexico City after heavy rain caused them to be suspended in the capital's hard-hit Colonia Roma neighborhood. Since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck, authorities have confirmed at least 272 deaths. President Enrique Peña Nieto said at least 50 people, however, have been pulled alive from collapsed buildings in Mexico City. The eye of Hurricane Maria is approaching the Turks and the Caicos with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The southeastern Bahamas is also set to experience Hurricane Maria, which has dumped heavy rains on the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. That's where Patrick George works for the municipality of Cataño, a San Juan neighborhood. He says that 85% of the houses in the neighborhood are now gone. In addition to the one reported death in Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria has left at least 10 people dead across the Caribbean. Less expensive generic AIDS drugs will be made available in Africa with the financial backing of Bill Gates' charitable foundation. The United Nations AIDS program announced Thursday that the Gates Foundation will guarantee a number of pill sales, and in turn, drug makers agreed to cap the price treatment at $75 per patient per year. Michel Sibide is executive director of the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS.
What we are talking about today with this life-changing announcement is about the quality of medicine, but is about equity, is about dignity, is about access to medicine as a human right. It is about equity.
The reduced-priced AIDS drugs will be available for purchase by the public sector organizations sometime next year. Estimates show the partnership likely will save more than $1 billion in medical costs over the next 6 years. Pakistan's military says the death toll from overnight cross-border shooting by India in the disputed Kashmir region has now risen to 6. A senior army spokesman said 26 people, including women and children, were also wounded in what he called unprovoked Indian shelling across the boundary in the Charwa and Harpal villages on the Pakistani side. Pakistan is calling for an international investigation into India's activities in occupied Kashmir. And in Thailand, police say a roadside bomb exploded in Pattani province in the country's south, killing 4 army rangers and wounding 5 others and a civilian. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility, however, for the blast. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.